27th parak of Kalim for his Mishnah Habega Vitab Mishim Chavisha Shemus. There could be five types of Tuma and a Beged. A sack. A sack is something woven from ears of goats. Abo, there's only four types of Tuma. Or leather. Mishloshim, only three. Or eight, wooden. Kalim only has Mishim Shnoyim. Two different types of Tumas. Pottery only has one type of tumah. We will see soon what all these types. Klicheres pottery is makabel tumah only if it has a receptacle. If it's a flat piece of cheres, not makabel tumah. Kol shein l'toich klicheres, it doesn't have an inside that you can fill up. Ein l'acharayim, doesn't have the outside also because the mice is not makabel tumah. Oysel of Eitz has another type of tumah. Shemitam mishum moishov. Somebody, a wooden thing that's made for sitting on, like a chair, is the kabbal tumah is moishov. Whereas if you make a chair out of pottery, it's not the kabbal tumah. And the talish ain't not these bits creates tumah. Also, a platter that doesn't have a rim around it is also tumically Eitz. Here is on the capital tumah drabonim. Yeah, and it's something that made for the use of the person and for his kelim. The rabbanim mitamet. If you make a tent out of hide, out of leather, so the tent becomes tumah. If a mace is in the tent becomes tumah. That only applies to something made out of leather or cloth. Moisabal Vasak, the sack made out of goat here, has another type of tumor, Shemtamishim Orik. If it's woven, then that's a separate type of tumor. Musafalava Beged, Shemtamishim Shalashal Shalash. A regular garment has, as long as there is a small little piece of garment, the size of 3 finger breadths by 3, that's enough to mitame. We'll see later that the sack has a larger shear for some minimum shear in the capital.